Watch what happens. Watch what happens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that happens?
Happens.
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to watch. I'm Ben Mandelker of the Game Brain Podcast. If you like board games the way I do, check out that podcast. And also of The Real Housewives of Kitchen Island. There's a new episode that went up about a week ago, and so go check that out on YouTube, El Youtubo. And joining me is a very, very, very funny man. I'm proud to call him my work husband. He delights me at all times, and he would never, ever be super annoying on a yacht. I believe that. His name is Ronnie Karam of the Rose Pricks Batch Roast Podcast. What's up, Ronnie?
Well, hi, Ben.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. I would be a pain in the ass on a charter because I would never come out of the room and people would think I'm mad. And I would ask for like cheap shit that they don't have, like peanut M&Ms. Well, actually, I did see M&Ms today on today's episode.
I think you would be a good guest, and I would be the one who, I would be trying to be the one that would win over the staff, but actually the staff would hate me because I'd be trying to win over the staff, but I'd also be making, you know, demands at the same time. Like, hey, can you just like make sure, can you just see me like not in the sun? Can you like do this with my bag? I just know I'd become a monster on a yacht. I just feel it inside me.
I wouldn't. I'd be like, can I get that luggage for you?
You would be like, you would actually like wind up in the uniform like midway through the charter. I'm like, Ronnie, you know you're not part of the staff. You're like, I just feel so bad having them do all this work.
But I had time to lean, so I have time to clean.
No, I know you would fully become like, yeah. And you would be like, what would happen is you would be like hanging out with the crew like at night, like you'd be like smoking cigarettes with the crew or something like that. And I'd be like, why don't they want to smoke cigarettes with me? And you'd be like, Ben, you don't smoke cigarettes. That's why. That's all it is. I'm like, no, but I feel like they don't like me. You'd be like, Ben, stop it.
Wow, anyway, that was therapy.
That was therapy and also a little too accurate. So I'm going to move on. guys, we have a live show. We have a live show coming up. A virtual live show. We did a bunch of those in April and May, March, April, May, and then we sort of took June off, but we are resurrecting it. And so we are going to do a live show next Friday night, July 24th. We are going to be doing a live show of Real Housewives of New York. The way we do it is that we go on to IG Live for about 30 minutes, sort of like a pre-show. We chat with everyone, and then we take it on over to Patreon. So there will be more details as it happens, like what time it all starts, etc. But clear your calendars for next Friday night and come join us. We have it's been really, really fun doing these virtual live shows because people can write comments while the show's going on. We can read them during the show. It's a really cool thing. So next Friday night, lock it down. Come join us for a live recap of Real Housewives.
Yeah, and that's
Real
a week
Housewives
from Friday, yeah.
Yeah, a week from Friday, the 24th, July 24th, which I think is going to be about a one-year anniversary of when we were in like Pittsburgh and Cleveland that whole weekend. I think it was that.
Baltimore. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Cool.
So there's that.
Well, let's do some small business shout-outs to get this going today. We're going to start with the Provincetown Film Festival.
Ooh.
Actually, they're the Provincetown Film Society. They do a film festival, a filmmakers institute, and a small art house cinema called John Waters Edge Cinema, which is badass. They had to cancel their first film festival for the first time in 22 years, and they're closed, but you can go stream the movies they were showing in that festival, and the rental fee goes to support the furloughed staff. So visit ptownfilm.org. That's ptownfilm.org to see and rent those films.
Awesome. Here's an interesting one. This is comes from Brittany, who is a co-owner of Classic Southern Smocks, an online smocked children's boutique owned by two twin mamas. She says, our company began when we noticed the smocked clothes that we love were outrageously priced. We wanted to dress our own children without breaking the bank, so we set out to find a way to design and manufacture our own adorable classic children's clothing at incredible prices. Each month, they offer pre-orders and give their customers an opportunity to buy into their great clothing deals. So on Facebook, you can find them at Classic Southern Smocks. And on Insta, they're at Classic Southern Smocks. And their website is ClassicSouthernSmocks.com. So go check them out. Put your kids in a smock. Why not? I mean, I'm assuming that's what that means, right? I don't know fashion. But go check them out. That sounds really cool. Did I lose you, Ronnie? Did you get caught in a smock?
Sorry, can you hear me now?
I can.
Did you hear me coughing?
I didn't hear you coughing, but then after I was done talking about the smocks, you were silent, and I wondered, is Ronnie caught in his smock?
No, I said I'm going to always have my kid in a damn smock. No, it's my mute button on Skype. I can never tell if it's muted or unmuted.
Yeah.
It's only been 8 years, guys, and I still have trouble knowing what's mute and what's unmute.
No, I agree. I have a mute button on my microphone, and when I press it, about 20% of the times it mutes me, and the other times it doesn't mute me, which leads to all sorts of follies. But anyway, God, technology, am I right? Well, anyway, I'll tell you what I'm not going to mute. I'm not going to mute this charter just because we have a problematic deckhand, am I right? Let's get going, huh?
Oh, I hope not. I've met some cock-hopping stews in my day. Welcome to Below Deck Mediterranean. Wow, Pete.
Pete.
Sure just got his balls snipped in this episode.
It was great. It's going to be a fun episode to recap. But while he got his balls snipped, Jessica got her fingers crushed by herself. She has to learn how to do a table setting and how to make a bed, but also how to close a door.
Well, I wish I could make fun of that with you, but guess who just hurt their finger on the washing machine door? And what's really sad is that it comes down very slowly. And I still hurt myself.
No, I'm just projecting because I have done such stupid... I've injured myself in such stupid ways as well. And it's just easier for me to process it by making fun of Jessica than it is to face the reality of my own bumbling coordination.
Well, I like how she does it because she just goes through the boat saying out, but she does it as a question, which is like my favorite thing. Like she doesn't know like if she should even be crying over this yet. She's like, oh.
And Hannah's just upstairs smoking and everyone's just like washing things. Even Pete's doing something and no one's there to help Jessica, but luckily Bugsy's around. She's like, what's going on? I think I hear the sound of thunder.
Bugsy comes in holding a mop while she's cleaning a window and spinning plates on her nose. She's like, what is it? What's wrong?
She's like puts on her old-timey nurse's hat, you know, like the little thing. From like 1921. She's basically like, she came directly from the Downton Abbey hospital that they had that one season.
Yeah, she's like holding like heart shocker things.
Like, I just taught a man from World War I how to walk again. How can I help you with your fingers?
Don't tell me someone else has polio here.
She's so, like, I smashed my finger in the door. She goes, did you feel a snap? And she goes, yeah. But I snapped. I really like music. I can't help it. It hurts.
I gotta keep the beat.
Oh,
is this on beat? Oh,
stop snapping your twit. Captain, it's Nurse Bugsy.
I need you to come down to the ICU. We have a dumb stew who broke her hand on a door. Yes, I said that correctly.
Oh, God, send her to the hospital.
Meanwhile, Pete is like, oh, man, I'm so tense. I need a fucking release. I'm just going to jerk off all over this ocean. Yeah.
God, he really is. He's like, yeah, I need a release, bro. Yeah. And Leah's like, gross.
Like, do we need to know that? Take yourself to the toilet and just do it in private, okay?
And you know he's the kind of guy who's like, well, they wanted me to just treat her like one of the guys. So that's what I do. Talk about jerking off.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it's that weird, like, distortion of feminism of, like, well, I don't see gender. Like, if I'm going to be gross to a guy, I'm going to be gross to a girl, too. Yeah, jerking off in your face like one of the guys.
Yeah. So Bugsy is carrying something down the dock like a cooler, I guess. And Alex is like, already drinking, Bugs? And she's like, I drink after the job.
They need me in the hospital right now. Table skip for the patients.
And so she walks by Pete and he's like, ah, Bugsy. She's like, gross.
So it's time for the preference sheet meeting.
Preference sheet.
Chapter 4, everybody. Chapter 4, everybody look at your preference sheet. And Kiko goes, Bernardo!
So this is a real estate guy. He's a real estate mogul, Bernardo, from Miami. And,
oh, God. Listen to how he writes his... You know how people write their own intros on this? Mm-hmm. Captain's like, well, here we come with Miami's most elite entrepreneurs.
Oh, no.
Okay.
I'm excited for that. I'm sure Gloria Estefan has used you many times. So Sandy's like, ooh, Kiko, you have a vegan. Kiko's like, ah, Kiko.
Kiko, not a pleasurable for me.
Guys, everyone who freaks out about vegan shit, it's vegetables. Like, how fucking hard is this? It's vegetables. It's like the easiest thing ever.
Yeah, like at this point, I mean, it's annoying because you have to make a whole separate thing. But at this point, like, just have like a few vegan staples and just do it. I will always remember that episode of Top Chef Masters where Zooey Deschanel required some vegan food, and all the top chefs in the world were all like, "What do I do?" Whoa! They're just like running into walls and like falling over. You know?
I can only hold a knife if I've murdered something.
They like literally turned into the Swedish Chef from the Muppets.
That's so true. You don't have to use butter in every... Just toss some fucking Brussels sprouts and some olive oil, throw some salt on it, put it on some rice that you shape into a pretty grains. Fucking... Like, what is so tough? I don't get it.
Yeah, get some Beyond Meat. Do something. So, so Kiko is looking. He's like, oh, yeah, they look like a pretty chill group. And Sandy goes, they're from Miami. They're not chill. Doesn't work that way.
And Hannah's like, well, night two, they want a party with a mariachi. So there's that.
that's interesting. So then, I don't know. I didn't know mariachis were a thing in Mallorca. I thought it was more of a Mexican thing. But, I mean, whatever. You can have. I just am like, I don't know. Just, it feels like... I just am surprised that there'd be a mariachi band in Mallorca. That's all.
Can you hear me?
No. That's why I was getting more and more nervous as I was talking about mariachi bands. I was please help me. Please help me while I like back out of this like proclamation I made about mariachi bands.
I was trying to talk to you and then you just started sounding more and more awkward.
I was spiraling. I was spiraling because I didn't really have any salient points to make.
Guys,
and I felt
I'm
like
so
I
sorry.
Dipped my toe into the mariachi pool and then had nothing to say about it and somehow was like just sounding ignorant in a weird way.
No, well, it's officially a problem with my mute button, because now at this time I was like, don't be an idiot. And so I unmuted it, but it kept it muted.
Just
I'm
cough.
So sorry.
Everyone will be okay with you coughing.
No,
it happens to everyone.
Because I'm coughing because I'm vaping these stupid things because I quit smoking and now I'm vaping. And vaping turns out not better. I don't know who told me to do this, but it's no better. And last night I was trying not to eat because I'm trying to lose weight. And so I was vaping flavors that I liked instead of eating them. And now I'm coughing up my fucking lung the next day. So thanks a lot for that advice.
All right. We need to – that's a whole other issue. And we need to fix whatever's going on there because that's something's not working. That's not,
I need to just go to rehab for everything. My God, it's like I don't do drugs anymore. I don't smoke cigarettes. I don't want to eat anymore. What else is there to do? I'm going to have to start fucking robbing banks to get my rocks off over here.
You know what? I think whatever it is, whatever your vice is, I think we should steer away from like vices that may imperil your lungs these days. So I think like let's just segue into a different vice for you, and we'll just figure it out from there. Okay.
Oh. Okay. So anyway, Mariachi.
So Jessica is back from the hospital, and they have put her hand in. I mean, it looks like she has like a snowman puppet on her hand or something. It's just like this huge cast for her finger.
I know, it's like another limb.
It's like, it looked like her hand was transformed into a giant Q-tip.
Giant, gigantic. It was like one of those claw hands that you win stuffed animals with.
Yeah, so, it's like she is part pinata right now. Yeah. Like, it is enormous.
So she comes back, and Rob's like, is it broken? Will you be able to work? I can help you.
What do you call a broken finger? An irrational digit.
Get it. Ha. So Jess goes to Hannah and Malia's bunk where they're eating M&Ms in bed. You know, I don't know what happens later in the season. I know it doesn't end well because we know that Hannah quits, right? That's been all over the press.
Well, I don't know if she quits or fired or gets fired.
She's gone for some reason. But, I mean, they're sitting there eating M&Ms in bed together. I mean, there's nothing better. There's nothing more for sisterhood or better for sisterhood than that. Yeah. Right? So maybe what happens? Does. What happens?
Well, so Jess walks in and she goes, well, it's just a fracture, but I heal really quick. I mean, I got my boobs done and was like working on a charter in 1 week. And Hannah's like, well, honey, let's hope your hand heals as fast as your tits, okay?
And then we just get a quick shot of Kiko going, why are people vegan?
He was in the middle of his own little, like, his, like, Broadway, you know, like, why are people vegan?
Death of a Kiko.
He rises up on a tire and just ascends through the roof of the yacht.
Kikoten. I'm not going to miss my shot.
I want to be the vegan in the room where it happens. The kitchen gets turned upside down.
So Jess goes to talk to Captain Sandy, and she's like, what the heck happened? How long do you have to wear that claw thing, you little animal, you little stuffed animal machine? Come on.
Are you holding a duck? I can't tell. That is a big white. Oh, that is your cast. Wow. Look at that.
And the captain's like, well, you know what? Your fingers hurt. We may have to bring someone else in. Sorry. You know, there's a lot that's forgivable on this boat. You know, if you just sexually harass somebody, I could make you the captain of your own boat. But unfortunately, you've broken a finger. So we're going to put you in the meat grinder. Okay.
Yeah. I'm sorry. It's just not going to work out for us. So Bugsy goes up to Malia and is like,
Malia, is doing Pete says stuff. I'm not sure if it's just for shock value or is he just being gross. I mean, I've never been on a boat where I've been creeped out by a guy so much in such a short amount of time. Hold on. Someone came in with polio again. Excuse me, boy.
And Malia's like, well, I think this is worth a chat with Sandy. And just Bugsy, it's like, just Bugsy looking so harried. You know, she looks all worried and she's stressed out about this. And she's wearing like that little girl's gold headband from like catechism or like, what's catechism when you graduate from catechism? Sorry, I'm asking the wrong person.
I'm Jewish. Catechism, like, I could have sworn was where you bury dead people under a city. That's catacombs.
So I'm very giggly today.
I am too. I'm like loving this. I'm having the best time. This is why I love podcasting, because when we just sit and are just like so stupid for thousands of people to listen, like this is what are we doing with our lives?
I'm an idiot. Yeah, her accessory game. Wow. So she bugs. that's all I have to
it
say.
It is a cataclysm.
It is. It's a cataclysm of a catechism.
It is a catastrophe. It's a, I'll take cat for 500, please.
So then Kiko is talking to Pete in the mess, and he's like, I'm scared of this charter. If you're not confident, you mess up. One is vegan, one is dairy-free. Oh, vegan. My name is Kiko Linda Hamilton. It's Kiko Linda Hamilton.
He's giving me, like, serious, like, Inspector Javert vibes at the end of Les Mis. Like, he is about to throw himself off a bridge right now. Spoiler alert. So then, also, Rob finds Jess, and he's like, what happened? Do you need to run some drugs across the border? And so they start hugging. They do this, like, a million times this episode. They find the smallest part of any hallway, and then they, like, make out. I'm like, it's, like, very cramped court. It's, like, they probably get aroused by Das Boot, you know, like, just something that's claustrophobic. So they're hugging, and she's saying that she may get fired, and he's like,
I don't want you to leave.
If you go, I go.
What do you call a ship without a third stew? An undermanned ship. Get it? Ha. Ha.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels.
Let's run some errands with Emily Ahrens.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay.
Kelly Barlow. When she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Higher than high-res, she's Lauren Perez.
Megan Berg. You can't have a burger without the Berg.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan lettuce.
One day you're Rachel Zinn, the next day you're out.
He makes us squee, Richie D.
Shannon better than Kyle Richards.
The Bay Area Betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Nancy Cease and Desisto.
Let's rev our pistons for Amanda and Kristen.
Better than Tabbouleh, it's Annie and Julie.
Let's give them a kissa, it's Austin and Marissa.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Oops, she did it again. It's Brittany Montano.
Simple as rocket science, it's Dana Easy.
Erica, 500 days of summers.
We will, Joanna Rockland, you.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
The Wyndham beneath our wings, it's Joe Wyndham.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
She's Ferrelio, it's Lindsay Ferrelio.
Lourdes, the Lourdes of the Ring.
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Couture. We love you guys.
So Kiko's talking to Hannah outside, I guess smoking. And we just keep cutting to Pete snoring, which I think is really funny. I don't know why. And she's like, you know, Sandy said, I'll leave it to you, Hannah. And I don't want to fire her. What if I get another Lara?
And then we get a flashback of Lara going,
if you don't mind, if you don't mind.
Lady, do not touch me, lady.
With the double point. Oh, God, I love that double point. That is like Hannah's, like, I've never seen a... That double point is just so iconic to me. Like, I'm so sad that it's come out so late in Hannah's tenure on this show. Like, that double point should have always been there.
Yeah. It's taken her this long to get pushed to that double point. So Kiko is like, and Bugsy? And she's like, I don't trust her. And he's like, oh, I have it. He's like, I have a problem with her because talky, 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 talk. Talk, 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 talk. Talky, 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 talky.
She doesn't shut up. You know what I'm going to say? You know what I'm saying? So you're going to have my back, right? And Kiko's like, don't worry. I got your back. I'm Kiko.
Hmm. And then something to make us feel a little better, everybody. Pete crashes his head into the bed again.
I know. It wouldn't be an episode of Below Deck without Pete without someone bopping their head somewhere. Yeah. So the next morning, everyone wakes up. Everyone's like, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Good morning, good morning, good morning. That was my interpretation of Pete waking up in the morning, is that I think he wakes up and then just like jerks off immediately.
Gross. So, stew meeting. Hannah's like, well, obviously, we're going to have a few challenges. We've got a lady missing a finger and another lady wearing God knows what on her head. What the hell is that? You look like a pileup on a freeway.
You don't want to see the things that I've seen on those battlefields, but the good news is I've just been proposed to by Rob Stark.
So she's going to leave Bugs on service because obviously, you know, she has to. And Bugs is like, oh, do whatever you need. Do you need me to put the anchor down? I'll do it. Do you need me to help with polio? I'll do it.
I'll get behind the boat and kick, 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 kick to get it to move.
So Bugsy goes up to talk to Sandy, and she's like, basically she's like, I've been having some strange conversations with Pete. He's just been speaking quite rudely about the second stew and everything who left. Well, I guess her name was Lana or Lapa. I couldn't quite get the right name out of him.
All right. So is he talking about things sexually or is he talking about things huggily? Okay. There's a difference. Sexually. Okay. Are you sure he didn't say he's going to hug her with his teeth and not undress her with her teeth? Because if he's going to hug her with his teeth, well, you know what? Actually, if you hug someone with your teeth, you're biting them. Okay, you know what? I see your point. No one wants a bite hug. All right? We're going to take care of this.
We're going to take care of it. We're gonna, okay, Pete, Sandy, I need you to come to the bridge right away. Right away. So Pete comes up there, and she's like, all right, let's just get right down to brass tacks. No time for naps, okay? I got a charter that starts soon, and I'm seriously considering letting you go. You have 5 seconds to commit to a hug, okay? 5, 4, 3, come on, still ready for a hug. 2, no hug. 1, hug?
He's like, oh, I'm not really sure what to say. She's like, listen, what I've heard is how you talk about women and how you talk to women less kosher than bacon cooked in chocolate milk, all right? So break it down for me, Pete. Break it down. This is very serious, Pete. He's like, might have said some inappropriate things, all right? Might have said some inappropriate. Was it the thing about the women, or was it the thing about jerking off onto the ocean? Which part did you hear?
If you knew that you said some inappropriate things, then why did you continue to do it? Like, that's what I don't understand. So he's like, so Sandy's like, well, what made you think you could speak like that on deck? He's like, I agree. I think I became too much of an open book. Oh, okay, Pete. Sorry. Yeah. You were just too vulnerable. You were just being too honest to people.
Yeah, okay, you just put your walls down around people that didn't deserve it, Pete.
Yeah. Yeah.
She's like, you know, it's not okay in the world, much less on a boat. Get your head right and consider what's coming out of my mouth. That's right. What's coming into my mouth. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's what I'm talking about right there. Right?
You literally just did it. Okay. So don't let it happen again. Okay. You're lucky I'm not leaving you on the dock. Okay. Just do your job. All right. And he's like, yes, yes, yes. But, you know, his apology came so quickly and so easily that, like, clearly he's been in this position before. Because I think if you truly did not realize, you'd be like, oh, I didn't realize. Oh, wow. You know, but he was even finishing her sentences. So I think he knew exactly what was going on. And yeah. He's just a piece of shit.
A pig. Yeah, he's a pig. So then we get some shots of Jess cleaning one arm. And just trying to clean with one arm. She's got the vacuum cleaner. And she keeps, like, kind of towing it. She's like, yeah. And it won't turn on. And then she goes, oh, I have to turn it on.
Yeah, that's something that you can do with one hand, by the way. That's like, yeah. The on-off function is not something that gets limited by you having a fracture in your middle finger.
And then we cut to Kiko going, oh, vegan people! Shit.
Vegans! Oh! So then Jess is in the laundry room, and she's just, like, confused. It's like everything is new to her. Like, all her memories of what to do on the yacht were, like, contained in that middle finger, and they've now been broken. She's like, where's the bingo ball machine? I don't understand how to do this.
She's like, guys, I can't see. I broke my finger. Hell.
So then Malia calls for Pete, and she's like, okay, Pete, this isn't going to be easy, but you're no longer the lead deckhand, and I want you to understand why. I've been pretty lax with everything that's been going on, you know, you trying to jerk off on the manta rays down there and just being generally disgusting to everyone, but I need to put my foot down now because it's really impacting the whole crew. And, you know, on this boat we have a standard. It's a very low standard, and if you can't even meet the very low standard, that's just sad. So, yeah, you're demoted.
Yeah. Yeah, she's like, you have a female captain, a female deckhand, and a chief stew. Okay? So, or what was I saying? A bosun. Female. Yeah, that's what I meant. Sorry. She's like, your ego and your cockiness, blah, blah, blah. So he's like, ugh. She goes, consider this your 1-2 and your third warning. He's like, I understand. I'm talking like this now because this is the Pete that has a child. And wants everyone to think he's very respectable, I will continue to talk like this.
Yeah. It's almost like I feel like he's trying to punish us by speaking quietly, but it's actually really a blessing. So then Pete calls for Bugsy, to talk. And in the meantime, Malia tells Rick and Alex that Pete has been demoted, and Rob's like,
I agree with it. Ha. 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 I'm laughing because life is a folly. Am I right?
So Bugs and Pete. Pete's like, well, I just want to apologize. I'm trying to talk less cummy in the ocean-y by using the slow voice. But I just want to apologize for saying, you know, anything. No,
if I said anything.
Oh, if I said anything. I didn't ever mean to come across to in a way that would make you feel uncomfortable. But, you know, if I did or whatever happened that... made you histrionically go report me. I'm sorry that you're crazy. So yeah,
If I, on some strange occasion, did something that you may have interpreted as being gross, I don't want you to feel uncomfortable because we all know that this will go a lot easier if you're relaxed. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And she's like, I'm just like a really friendly person, so please don't mistake it for flirting, please. Yes, thank you. He's like, oh, so am I allowed to touch your boobs right now, or is that a no?
She's like, this is normal about second chances, even if you Pete. So then we get another quick shot of Kiko going, oh, no meat, no meat, vegan, oh, vegan, vegan.
And then Jess, she can't button her shirt, so she has to go to Rob, and so that way he can button the shirt. And she's like, this is a first, you buttoning my blouse instead of unbuttoning it, am I right?
That was my line. So then she's like, Bugsy, could you help me? Because I forgot to put deodorant before I put my shirt on. And so Bugsy has to go into her shirt, which is really tight, and put on the deodorant. She's like, this is asking a lot. And I just cured the common cold in 2037 and came all the way back here for this.
Nurse Bugsy at your service. So the guests start showing up. They're walking down the dock, and Jess is there last, and she's just, like, yawning. And Sandy sees the primer, and she's like, oh, God, I love his clothes. Oh, wow. Hey, I can already tell you're going to be so much fun. So much fun, right? Nothing says fun and easy charter like a bunch of self-proclaimed entrepreneurs from Miami wearing crazy outfits. Yep.
So Hannah's like, hopefully I won't have to bring out any of my non-existent spinach. So she takes them on a tour of the boat and stuff. And one of the ladies stops to say hi to Kiko. And Malia goes to talk to... wait, what's happening now?
So one of the guys actually gets a crush on Kiko.
This is a moment below deck where everything's happening at one time.
Yeah, it's just like a lot of stuff. Malia gives Alex lead deckhand responsibilities. And they're going on the tour. And then like... one of like the Silver Fox guys is like, yeah, Kiko. He has his eyes on Kiko. And then one of the guests, I think his name is Gustavo, he was like, can I have vodka and juice? But can you let me taste the juice? Because the juice in Europe is disgusting. The first sign of many high maintenance requests from this group.
Yes, this guy's the div.
Well, no, he's actually not the main div. The main div is the vegan, actually. Who would have thought?
Is that his husband?
I don't know their relationships, but this guy, the juice guy, is like secondary div, but like the vegan guy is the one who is making the most requests and being this. Well, I won't say he's being the snottiest because they're all sort of at the same level of snottiness, but yeah, the vegan guy is Edwin is the one who is the most out of control.
Oh, okay. So Hannah's like, all right, there's, let's see, side of cranberry, side of orange. Is this a lemon? I need a lemon. And then begins the lemon drama. So she leaves the kitchen. And Bugsy's like, Kike, did you order lemons? And he's like, I didn't know you needed them. I have some over here for Mima. I didn't know. She's like, well, Hannah should have ordered our lemons.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun. And so then Bugsy is like, Hannah, the lemons for the interior. Did you order them? Did you order the lemons for the interior? And she's like, I don't know, honey. I don't know, honey. Because I brought the thunder. Did I have to bring the lemons too?
She's like, I ordered them, but I think they thought that these things, whatever they are lemons. They're like, the limes? But they're not, they're limes. And don't give us your chef, because we need to take care of ourselves. Hannah! And then we cut back to the table where Hannah's bringing juice to the guy who hates juice. And another guy's like, is this a gluten-free bread? And he's like, oh, juice, disgusting.
Yeah, he hates the juice. Like, this is the worst thing I've ever had in my life. So, and then the vegan guy, Edwin, is like, hi, could you unpack all my clothes, please? Thank you so much. And, like, maybe steam it or something like that, whatever. Like, thank you so much. Mm-hmm. Which is, I mean, admittedly, that is part of this dude's job. But for some reason, it, like, annoyed me when this guy, like, made the request to do it as well. I don't know.
Do they just steam it? They don't just steam everybody's clothes. They do it by request, yeah?
Oh, I don't know. I thought the stews unpacked for them, though. Because we've seen it happen on other, like, other shows. Other charters.
But I don't think every time they do, because they're like, unpack for you. Oh, because then Jess has to do it. She's like, ugh, you're asking me to unpack for you when my finger's broken? God!
Yeah.
So Alex has some private time with Pete, and he's like, hey, I know you had a rough morning. Just, you know, you just got to take it like a man and get through it. And he's like, you know, you better watch out for professional Pete.
Like, why, like, yeah, because then Alex is like, what's that? He's like, it's the side you guys haven't even seen. Now, why would you not have professional Pete on display at your job where you're supposed to act like a professional? Why is that like a punishment that you're like, oh, here comes professional Pete? Like, shouldn't professional Pete have been there since day one?
Professional Pete's on time with his sexual harassment. You better watch out!
So, yeah, so everyone's, like, the guests are doing group photos, and then Jess is in the double, just, like, she has her hand that's it's basically, like, a giant lacrosse stick, and then she's, like, trying to undo this one case, and then Edward comes in, he's like, oh, hi, actually, you just have to do this one, and, you know, could you, like, iron it and, like, maybe steam it as well? Could you do that? Great, thanks. Hey, can I just, like, step on your cast? I just want to see how durable it is. Okay, thank you so much. Okay, wonderful.
She's like, how can you not feel guilty? I mean, is this necessary? So Hannah's bitching to Malia. She's like, juice, is that gluten-free side of mushrooms? It's going to be so fucking high maintenance, aren't I?
And then in the mess, Rob's there with Alex, and he goes,
ask me if I'm an apple.
Are you an apple?
Yes. Ask me if I'm an orange.
Are you an orange?
No, I'm an apple.
And Pete just looks at him all mad with his arm on the back of the couch. He's like, I'm so mad. And he's got a new Chiron now. It just says deckhand. It's like, ooh, Chiron burn. I love a good Chiron burn.
He goes, I got punched and kicked in the teeth and I needed it. And now I have to bring out professional Pete. It's not always party Pete. Like, no one asked for party Pete. Mm-hmm. Like, literally no one asked for it. And no one, and like, stop saying you're bringing out professional Pete as if this is going to, this is like our, like the consequence to like, we've ruined our own wonderful situation.
May I touch your boobies? That's professional Pete. That's right.
May I touch your boobies?
So the guy, the juice guy is like, can I have a vodka, please? And Hannah's like, well, the juice is okay. And he's like, don't ever bring me this again. Horrible.
It's horrible.
Why aren't they just freshly squeezing juices? They've got a ton of fruit.
I don't understand. Considering how much time Jess has spent just trying to figure out that juicer, at this point you would have hoped that she would like try to put that into practice and squeeze some juice out for them, but
yeah,
maybe not.
So mushrooms come, and Hannah has to call the yacht provision people to bring some lemons,
And Bugsy's like, all right, we got lemons coming. We got lemons. Where are the lemons? Are they coming?
Jeez, Bugsy. She's the lemons like are coming.
Lemons are just coming in from the battlefield. We got 15 injured lemons. Make some room.
So Kiko tells Hannah, he's like, open your eyes about the lemons. He's like, ah, Kiko, you know, she said you're not responsible for the lemons. Hannah is. And Hannah's like, why do you think I had so much trouble last time, honey? Trust me, I'm sleeping with one eye open. One eye open.
And he's like, I felt it. I feel things. God on heart.
All right. This is Les Mis now.
Oh.
Step down, Kiko.
The heat is on in Mallorca. The heat is on in Mallorca.
So Bugsy takes some drink orders, and the guy orders another vodka with freshly squeezed orange juice. Please, if you will.
Yeah. And Bugs makes this cocktail and loves it. And then there's anchor time. Anchor. And toys. We're anchoring, and we're putting out the toys, and we're going to do anchors and toys.
And so,
hunt for the ocean.
Bugs checks with the guys about the drink. She brings a drink, and the lady's like, we're trying to find perfect juice for him, because he loves his juices. And she's like, would you like me to make something up for ya? I can do it. I've just started growing a farm of special juice Bugsy trees on the top deck. I'll go out there and pick one. Let's see what kind of magic I can squeeze.
So, of course, she makes this, like, it looked like a semi-intricate drink in that she had to actually squeeze some juice out of some citrus and mix it all up, etc. And she's like, here you are. I call this the thunder because I'm bringing it to you. I'm bringing the thunder.
And then she really does what customers like this really want anyway. She just says, we just made this special for you.
Oh, yeah.
Is it something you like? And he's like, perfect. It's like, oh, Jesus, queen. Okay, you got your attention. Okay, it's all for you.
Yeah, that's all these douchebags need is just to say, this is special and exclusive for you. Because it's said on their description, right? Like, we are some elite entrepreneurs. Yeah. Whatever it was. So they anchor the boat and everything, and they put the stuff out, and Sandy's like, whoa, those floating docks are pretty cool, huh? Wow. It's like looking at a whole bunch of bananas, but they're not bananas. They're a bunch of squares. It's like graham crackers, floating graham crackers. God, I love a graham cracker.
So Malia put some of them on jet skis, and she's like, all right, everybody, listen, Bernardo, please do not go near other boats. Do not throw things at other people. Do not. Okay. And then he goes and, like, goes right up to people on paddle boards and splashes them.
It she's is like, crazy.
She's like, Bernardo, please don't do that.
Yeah. I mean, that was probably the worst offense, truly, of the entire episode, is that there are these people on paddle boards standing there just, you know, like, this, like, deer in the headlights, and he is going straight at them like a game of chicken. At the last second, he, like, sort of skids away. I was like, that move alone is so douchey. Do you just do that to strangers? It is, like, how small is your penis, sir? What is happening here? It was so rude.
So Bugsy is still doing the most, you know. She's like, oh, I'm setting up lunch now. I've just blown up the slide with me own two lips, and now here I am setting the table. Yeah. And Hannah's like, all right, are you going to do this? Because I don't need to stress on my break. Listen, if her enthusiasm drives her to do that, go for it. Have fun doing my job, honey.
Honey. So Kiko is now making lunch. And he's making all these, like, small plates, but he also has to make a quinoa salad. So he's, like, so mad. He's, like, just like, oh, Kiko, quinoa salad, vegan. Kiko, Oklahoma, where the vegans eat all the food.
It's a hard knock, Kiko, for us. It's a hard knock, Kiko.
So Bugsy passes out the ceviche, and he's like, quinoa salad! And she's like, I hope everything's okay there. And he's like, can Kiko make me more mushrooms, please?
Yeah, and by the way, that guy is, like, also mad that the vegan stuff didn't arrive first, by the way, because when she brings out the ceviche, He's like, where's the vegan stuff? She's like, we'll bring that out next. He's like, ugh. And he like throws his hands down.
Yeah. And then he's like, yeah. Bugsy says, yeah, we have more stuff coming. And he says, well, she told me there's vegan options. And so far, she just brought one. So,
yeah.
He's like, how many do you want?
Yeah. Exactly. Have your quinoa salad. Enjoy it. It probably looks lovely.
Yeah.
So Kiko is up in the galley trying to make these mushrooms, but it sounds like he had some sort of like maybe like some dried shiitakes or something, because they are not good. And he gives one to Bugsy to sample, and she's like, "Oh, I can actually have this because I'm a vegetarian. I'm gonna have. Oh no, no, this is no. It's chewy. It's bad. No, no. I don't know what voice I'm doing for her, but
she's like, we're not serving that." And he's like, "Well, it's the quality of the mushrooms. It's all I have. I need a plan B." And
Close every door to me. Lock all the world from me. Mother of mushrooms, give me provisions.
So she's like, she scared me. She's like, what else can we do? What else can we do? We have to do something other than mushrooms. I will not ruin my career over mushrooms.
So Kiko is fully spiraling over these mushrooms, but in the meantime, he's still, like, plating food. So he plates some appetizers on, like, one of those little serving boards, like, that's, like, it looks like wooden. It looks like, it's like one of those chargers that Portia had at her vegan party on Atlanta once.
I have those. They come from Home Goods. They're, like, yeah,
they're fun.
Little slices of a stump.
Yeah. It's like, exactly. It's like, and what better way to serve vegan food than to remind people of the vegetation that you've killed. So Jess has it. She's like, oh, I'm so glad you got wooden boards. This is the moment I've been waiting for all season long. Yes, wooden boards. Dropped it. Sorry.
Well, thank God God made wood easy to fall. Okay. Timber. Sorry, guys. So Kiko Timber makes joke. Some vegan gazpacho for the guy. And Bugsy's like, this guy's a hot mess, but we're on a 60-foot yacht. He better get it together.
Yeah. So they serve this soup to Edwin, and he likes it, shockingly. And then they have to add mushrooms onto the provisions list, and the provisioner's like, yeah, I'm going to try to get it today. So it's already like, dun, dun, dun. Will the mushrooms arrive today?
Yeah. All sorts of fruits and vegetable drama today.
Yes, lots of it. So Malia and Bugsy are just sitting in the mess, and they're talking about how Pete basically took his lumps well, so they're excited about that for now. I mean, it's only gonna last for like 18 hours, right, before Party Pete is back.
Yeah, I don't know, because I think they start cutting him out soon, right? Didn't they say they're gonna start cutting him out after a certain number of episodes or something? Like the second half of the season, so I guess that would start... Obviously, it's not now, so maybe next week. Who knows? Maybe they're we yelled at Pete. Now we'll never show him again.
I think that's what's going to happen. I think that now that they have just yelled at him, I think we're just going to see him just here and there. We probably won't even see his name on screen.
Yeah. So Kiko and Hannah are going over the menu, and he's like, and then we'll have some harata. And she's like, harata? The cheese. Barata, darling. Is that what you're saying, honey?
Is that what you're saying, honey? Or are you just going to make some more of your moukaka? Am I right, honey?
And for the vegan, he's going to make spaghetti zucchini with pomodoro.
Because he wants to make a mushroom thing, but he's afraid the mushrooms won't arrive on time. So there's he has a lot of anxiety because he's afraid that he won't be able to like fully execute his mushroom dreams.
Yeah. And then we get quick shots of everybody working and Edwin asking to get his stuff steamed. And then the captain, of course, going to the guys going, you did a good job today. God, you worked hard. God, you worked hard.
And then Rob is talking to Pete and he goes, we need to get this. We need to get in this keck, bro. You know what that means? And Pete goes, S-H-I-T. Yes. Ha. Ha.
Yeah, I don't say bad words. Not professional, Pete. Not professional, Pete. All right.
Party Pete says S-H-I-T all the time, but professional Pete says S-H-I-P, as in ship, as in friendship, and also what we're on.
So Malia tells Pete, thanks for today, Pete. He's like, sorry, it started out rough, little buddy. And she's like, yeah, it happens. Don't worry, we learn from it. Right.
Yeah, I learned that women are super sensitive and you just can't say things around them. Otherwise, they're just going to yell at you because they're on their period. So thank you. Lesson learned.
So the guests get dressed and Bugsy's setting the table with her white gloves. And the guests are dancing and Bugsy's bringing them drinks and... Uh-oh, where's dinner? Because the first guests ever to arrive on time for dinner are now on the boat.
And, well, they are ready to complain because dinner's supposed to be at 9:30, and at, like, 9:31, they're like, when are we eating? It's taking a long time. When are we eating? I'm like, okay, you guys have been there for, like, 1 minute. But, to be fair, Kiko is behind, and it takes a full half an hour before they're able to sit down.
I know. Come on, Kiko. Don't make Juice Guy right.
I know. Don't make Juice Guy, because Juice Guy's like, oh, his name is Giancarlo. He's like, wasn't dinner at 9:30? Seriously? Oh, my God.
It's 9:41 now, so. So Bugsy's like, wow, Kiko's really putting a lot of pressure on himself at the same time. I'm here to help. Chopping, stitching, hammering, whatever you need.
Need a scalpel, Kiko? He's like, I need the mushrooms. Okay, I'll just give me a moment. I'm just going to find some mold around here and just harvest it at the corner. Look, I made mushrooms.
Mushrooms. So the guys are like, we're going upstairs. Because if you go to your table and you're mad, that makes things go faster. So they go up there and then stuff is served. Stuff starts coming out.
Sort of, because like the first six plates come out, but then there are still other plates that need to come out, and he has to do this whole elaborate thing because the mushrooms do come through, and he like Kiko has this whole thing where he's putting the mushrooms in foil packets, and then he's like lighting some alcohol around it so that's like dramatic, and Sandy's just standing over being like, how's it going, huh? How's dinner? Dinner's at 9:30 though, and it's 10, huh? What's going on? Am I making you nervous right now? Am I trying to add the pressure? How's it going? How's it, can I mind if I breathe on your neck? How's this feel?
Yeah.
How's that feel on your neck, huh?
Hey, you know why they call it a wet willy? Now you do.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Ever gotten a wedgie? I know you like making wedge salads. Here's a wedgie. Whoa. Hope I'm not distracting you. Just your boss lingering over your shoulder.
So Kiko sends up the first six plates, but he's got to still plate the vegan things. And he's feeling like shit or whatever. And then the guy's just like, oh, everybody, please. Please start eating. Please don't wait for us who've been waiting for almost half an hour. Please, please, please eat. Watch us suffer while you eat, please.
Don't wait for us, even though all Charter Long, I've waited for all of you guys, and don't mind me. I'm just the vegan who gets his food served afterwards, as we saw earlier today. Don't mind. I only got my shirt steamed for this occasion. Just no, go ahead. It's fine.
And Captain's like, I am so confused. The last dinner was 72 plates. It was incredible, but now I'm at a loss. I mean, this just has to be faster.
Yeah. So so finally this stuff is ready. So Kiko brings up these like mushroom teriyakis that are in these foil, again, the foil packets that got fire, and everyone's like, Kiko, because of course they're like bitching behind his back, but since like half of them find Kiko really hot, they're like, Kiko, we love you. So they're like eating it, and I don't know, like I thought I like the drama of like the fire around the foil, but then when they're actually eating it, it was like, the non-vegan things were like delicate and beautiful, and then the people who were eating the mushrooms, it just like was a big thing of foil with mushrooms in it.
I was like, yeah, and they had to eat with their forks in the foil. No. Have you ever eaten something out of foil? It doesn't end well, okay? Especially if you've got metal fillings in your teeth.
Yeah, I kind of feel like it should have been like all the mushrooms in one big foil packet, and then he serves the mushrooms out of the foil packet for people or something. Like, it just looked very odd.
Yeah. So Jess is doing cabins, and then Malia tells Pete to go to bed, and she's teaching him how to monitor the screen to do the overnight thing that they do.
Yeah, and he's like, I've let my whole crew down. I need to be professional. I need them to believe in me again. I'm like, again? I don't think they believed in you ever, sir.
Do you know how hard it is to get some poo say when people don't believe in you on your team? I need to fix this.
And if it means listening to a woman tell me what to do, then so be it. So now the guests have finished all their food, and they're finished their first course, and they're like, "Where's the food? Where's the food? Where's the next course?" And they're like, "Ring!" They've got all these like things that they can jangle. They got like various bracelets and chimes, and they're like, "Ring, ring, 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 ring." So they're just being like drunk and obnoxious up there. And Kiko is plating nervously. He's like a wreck. And then, I don't know if you caught this, Ronnie, but in the middle of all this madness, they just cut to Rob lying in his bed.
Staring like, into space.
Like Dracula.
He's like, "I'm in a hoodie right now. Don't speak to me while I stare into space."
How odd is the human condition that while one person could be so frenzied, another can just lie here on his back.
Today's events have led me to ask myself, am I a banana?
Top bunk, bottom bunk. What about an in-between bunk?
So everybody, the guys are starting to get really pissy, and now they're all jangling their shit. They're being so fucking obnoxious. And he's made this purple mash with sea bass on top. So they serve that, and it's almost 10:45 now. Dun, dun, dun.
So everyone, you know, everyone actually loves their fish, except for Bernardo, the primary, who is like, this is raw. So he sends it back. It sounds like he was actually maybe right, as much as it begrudges me to say it. So he sends it back to get it cooked some more. And then while his fish has gone back, Bernardo's talking to the table. And did you notice that he had like an AirPod in his ear?
God, these two. So he had an AirPod in one ear, and then his boyfriend or husband or whoever had the other one in his ear.
So they were just like listening to like a podcast or music or something. Oh, I bet that's what it was, because it's like they probably were not allowed to play music, and they're like, "But I'm sure there was a whole thing of like, but we need to have music while we eat." I'm sure there was something.
They're probably
like
having like couples music.
Like, why do you have this one AirPod? I can't even believe I missed the other AirPod. So there was like, "Oh, that's so annoying. It's so so
that's
awful."
So them though, right? Well, we need music. Let's just play our own.
I mean, they were either listening to music or a podcast. What else would they? What else could they possibly have been listening to? Probably not a podcast, but who knows?
So Bugsy is like, "I'm so sorry about your sea bass." So she goes down to Kiko and gives it back. She's like, "This needs to be cooked more. I mean, everything. Listen, you did fine. Don't beat yourself up, Kiko. Everything looked good except for that pink sea, disappointing little sea bass. That sad little sea bass.
If I were chief chef, I would have chosen a better piece of sea bass."
And he's like, "I know she's trying to make me feel better, but it doesn't. Everything is on me now."
So he makes a new plate, and Hannah brings it up, and she just puts it in front of Bernardo like, "Here, honey."
She just looks so pissed. It down. She looks so pissed. She's like, "Hope you choke on it, fucker.
Hope you enjoy that house music in your ear while you eat this stupid piece of fish, you dumb fuck."
Yeah. And Bugsy tells Hannah, "Do you need me, Hannah?" She goes, "I need you to get off."
I didn't hear her say that, but that's great.
So she sends her to bed, and then Jess and Rob just want to snuggle, brah.
Yeah, just like, let's have a snuggle moment. And so the guests finish their meal, but some of them are still hungry. So Hannah comes downstairs to the galley, and she's like, "Hey, honey, we got to work on portion sizes, hey? They're still hungry. Honey, hey, honey, hey, 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 honey.
Hi, honey, hey, hey." So it's like, "More fish, more asparagus, more mash." Poor Kiko is just about to, you know, jump overboard.
He is now fully, like, he is losing his mind. He's like, "They make me feel like shit, like I'm not good enough, like I'm not good, like today is the worst day of my life, I think."
And they're just jingling their fucking jingly things upstairs. Oh, God. He's like, "I'm so dumb." She's like, "Who's dumb?" He's like, "Me, I'm dumb, the music,
Oh gosh, I wish I could remember all my Broadway songs. I couldn't think of any Broadway songs this entire episode. It was driving me nuts to spruce up.
And that's pretty much it.
So will he be able to make seconds for everyone, or will they just be hungry? Who knows? Maybe Captain Sandy has to get on that panini press. You know, she has a big family. I've served a lot of people in a lot of families. I could just make some ham and cheese sandwiches. It's like hugs for the soul.
Well, that brings us to the end of Below Deck Mediterranean. I'm sure we'll see what happens next week. I'm guessing it's going to be a big bowl of lemons and a fuck you from Kiko, but we'll see.
Looks like it, and looks like Hannah and Sandy are going to have a serious conversation, so maybe we're getting close to finding out what happens to them.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, everyone, go check out crappensmerch.com to get your masks, because they're very important, and ours are Bravo-themed and stuff, so as long as you have to wear a mask, might as well make it a fun mask, huh? So crappensmerch.com, and remember...
Also, can I say something about the masks? Because I think it needs to be said. These masks are big. They're big masks. So you can buy two sizes. You can buy premium, which I think are the big ones, and then you can buy the next one down, which are cheaper, and they're a little smaller. So depending on your face, just check them out. But go get your mask. Keep safe out there. We sure love you guys. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Bye.
Bye.
Sometimes we don't appreciate the little things until they're taken away, like a walk. Not for any reason, not to any destination. We will take back the streets where we live, where we love. In Italy, we call this La Passeggiata, and we welcome the day when we'll walk again. Walk together with us, Peroni, Italia. Enjoy Peroni responsibly. Visit drinkaware.co.uk.
Hello, lovely listeners. It's Jamie Lang here and Francis Bull from the Private Parts Podcast. Woohoo!
Hello.
This summer, Comic Relief and Acast are teaming up to bring you Guest Fest. Now, this is your chance to get close to your favorite podcast and raise money for those affected by coronavirus. And we are proud to be offering you a chance to join us as a guest and record an episode with us.
If you feel so inclined, you can donate £10 to the Crisis Appeal. Head on over to comicrelief.com/private parts. And to see the other podcasts taking part, head on over to comicrelief.com/guestfest. The competition is only open till the 2nd of August, and the winner will be randomly selected.
Well read.